will come a time that in your world will strive to evolve yet again, when she is ready. As you know, my friend, the tide of change is upon your world. When your world struggles to evolve, to lift its own vibration, this is a continuation of its own existence until such time that the world will cease to be a sentient being and return to the greater existence. Then by a time that mankind will evolve as well, yes, that your earthly eyes will not see this, my friend.
This is so little.
Yes, my friend. There have been much civilizations in the past, but have been forgotten in your modern world. But you, my friends, have adapted and learned from this. Is your world not crying out? And water running across the land? The earth is changing, my friend. And you, my friends, must change with it. Unfortunately, men of power do not understand. They wish to destroy and be destructive, not construct.
Can you explain for me why I get asked an awful lot by people? Why is it so many are ready to change direction, to become more in tune, if you like, with their spiritual side and the work that they wish to do in that way? Why their progression is still being stopped or slowed, and they are having to remain within a more material and physical world with their career and their life than they wish to?
My friend, the time of change is upon you, yes. It has been for many years. Some are privileged and lucky enough, yes, but do not have to survive in this modern world by the constraints of the energy known as money and material things. This process will still continue for another 10 years or more, but they must find themselves first, yes.
So it's all about such souls, such people, not understanding themselves enough and not reaching that point within their soul level.
Remember,
restricting them.
Yes. Remember, my friend, the time has changed, but there will come a point when the waters change direction will cause resistance until the flow is restored, yes.